Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the WrestleMania of Fantasy Football Podcasts. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me on this pod is Mr. Armando Crespo. What's up, Armando?
What's up, homie? Everyone, it starts April 8th. John Cena versus The Undertaker. Are you ready? I just looked it up. Apparently, John Cena called out The Undertaker. It's supposed to happen.
Right.
Are you a fan? I'm not.
Listen, man. The wrestling world is still something that is huge with a lot of people. 34th annual WrestleMania this weekend, which leads me to a very simple question for you, Armando. Very simple. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of wrestling?
Okay. I'm going to start with The Rock. People's elbow got me. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
And the fourth one, it's four, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
Because of that one time?
Yep. It's enough for me.
It's enough for you.
What about you?
Okay. I got a list here. But if I'm going to go my top four, I'm probably going to go Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yep.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right.
And The Undertaker.
Yeah. I should have went with Kane if you went with The Undertaker. Aren't they like arch nemesis?
And brothers.
And brothers. Oh, shit.
Yep. Here, I actually have a list of top 10 with honorable mentions and everything. Honorable mentions for my top 10. Ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
John Cena. Shawn Michaels. Yeah, he's in my honorable mentions. He's not in my top 10.
Didn't he get on because of a reality show, though?
Can you just let it happen? These are my rankings. All right? He's basically number 15. Honorable mention. Okay? John Cena. Uh-huh. Shawn Michaels. A lot of people are not going to like this next one. Sting. Like honorable mention.
I like it.
Honorable mention, Kurt Angle and Bret Hart. Those are just honorable mentions, guys. Those are not even my top 10.
I know that you brought up Shawn Michaels. He should be in the top four.
Wait till I get into my top 10, okay? I'm going to prepare you here. Okay? Okay. Number 10, Goldberg.
Really? Okay.
All right. Just because of the longevity of winning right there, the winning streak alone. With the spear and the jackhammer, Goldberg. Number 9, Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, the Rock and Sock Connection, Mick Foley, guys. I mean, that guy.
I like it.
He made wrestling funny and fun. Love that guy. Number 8.
Ooh, wasn't there a guy called Mankind?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, same guy. Yeah. So number 8 is the Macho Man.
That's good. Rest in peace.
Randy Savage. Number 7 is Hunter Holmes. Helmsley, Triple H.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Number 6 is Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Woo! Number 5 is Ric Flair. And then number 4, Undertaker. Number 3, Steve Austin. Number 2, The Rock. And number 1, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that list. I would move Bret Hart a little higher up, Shawn Michaels a little higher up, move Ric Flair a little lower. But I dig it.
All right, cool, man. That was fun. You want to get into some fantasy football? I'm sorry, guys. It's WrestleMania. Had to do that. We're only 3 minutes into the show. You could live with it. Also, Dale's not here. News.
Yeah, so thank God.
I can talk about whatever the hell I want.
We can really, can I do a shout out to one of our listeners?
Sure.
Okay, there's this guy named Shaq Shatterson. Have you ever seen the cafe? Have you ever watched the show Girls?
I've seen my wife watching the show Girls.
Okay.
Isn't that the show? Is that the show with the guy from Star Wars?
I fucking don't know, dude. I've never seen the show.
Hold on. I'm just Googling this. Go ahead.
Okay. He works at Grumpy Cat or Grumpy Cafe in New York in Grand Central Station. And he plays our podcast on the radio during his shifts. So I want to give this guy a shout out because I think that's kind of cool. If you guys ever go to Grand Central Station, tell him that ESF sent you, okay?
Cool. That's the show with Lena Dunham and Adam Driver. Yes, the guy from Star Wars.
And they work at his cafe or one of the cafes there. So I think it's called Grumpy Cafe. Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it's called. So no idea. I just want to give the guy a shout out. Grumpy. And you could follow him on Snapchat and send him dick pics, please, at SHAAKBER. Please send him dick pics. And if you don't have a dick, take a picture of your dogs. If
you don't have a dog, poops.
Your poops. There you go.
No, boobs. 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 Poops. What the fuck? By the way, I want to see if this website still exists. I'm going to ruin all of you with something. There.
Lemon party?
Hold on. Let me see if this still exists, okay?
Yeah.
Right. There used to be a website called ratemypoo.com.
Rate my poo?
It does not exist anymore.
Oh.
But ratemypoo.com was a website where people would upload pictures of their poo, and you would rate that 1 to 10.
That's clever. How's that not around anymore? We need to buy this. We need to buy this right now.
But apparently it's now a subreddit.
Ah, so okay. I guess enough attention there.
I'm looking at pictures of poo. I'm just going to close my tabs because I got really weird really quickly.
If you guys really want up-to-the-minute news, you should definitely look at lemonparty.com. Org. That's where you get...
Is it .com?
.org?
Party. Right. Pretty sure it's .org. I've got enough people with that thing. Let me... Go ahead.
Lemonparty.org. Yep.
Is it .org?
Yep. You guys just get up-to-the-minute news. Just go there and just be ready to, like... Stuff before it even comes out. Before it's on Twitter, before it's on Roto World, before it's on ESF, it's on lemonparty.org. Just
okay.
That was a good sales pitch, I think.
That was a good sales pitch. If you want to follow our show, do so on Twitter at EatSleepFF. We're really close to hitting 10,000 followers on Twitter, so if you want to do that there.
I thought you guys did that last week.
What? No. I'm trying to set it up. I'm really hoping that our 200th show comes out at the same time that we hit 10,000 followers on Twitter. Because that would be great.
I'll just unfollow you guys. So when you're at 999999, I'll follow you guys. Or follow myself. Or follow us.
Okay.
Let's just move on to the news now, Brito.
All right. Let's move on to the news. Armando, first piece of news. Biggest piece of news.
Only piece of news, really.
Only real piece of news. Brendan Cooks has been traded from the New England Patriots to the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
All right. The Patriots get in return. One of the picks they get in return is the first round pick that the Rams had. So speculations are that they might move up for a quarterback or whatever. Impact, let's start with the impact for the Rams. Go.
Impact for the Rams. Brandon Cooks, they're talking about extending him right away before even preseason starts. I think he is a borderline wide receiver one, probably around 12 to 13 range. I think Robert Woods falls more into the wide receiver two that we kind of saw him last year. Probably more reliable in that way. Doesn't really affect Todd Gurley. I mean, he was a beast. He's still going to be a beast, top five easily. I don't know how this helps Jared Goff. I think having a more reliable receiver besides Sammy Watkins, you know, obviously helps, but I still see him. Like, he finished top 12 last year. I think he's probably going to still be in that range. I don't think he can crack that just with the addition of Brandon Cooks.
Okay. I think it's a good move for the Rams
and
for the, you know, Jared Goff owner. I don't like it for the Brandon Cooks owner. I mean, I'm not feeling happy if I'm Brandon Cooks and I was a top 10 receiver in fantasy last year. I don't think that's going to replicate itself again come this year. I really don't.
I mean, if they force it to him, which they, I mean, they trade a, like the Patriots did, don't feel the need to force the ball to anybody, but
right.
The Rams might feel that need. And I think that will help him.
Okay. So you're talking about a guy who, now this is standard leagues, has mm-hmm. been a top 10 receiver 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, before you say that, top 10 in the sense of fantasy points, but fantasy points per game. I mean, like he's getting 30, then 2, 3, 5, right. 10. You know I mean? Like they're not, he's
wildly
not
inconsistent. I get yes. you.
So, right? I mean, I don't,
I'll give you a stretch. The first 4 weeks of the season. You ready?
Yeah.
8.8, 4.3, 27.1, 4.2. So that's the kind of receiver you get with Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, you're not drafting him to carry your team. Like he is, I mean, if you're building a roster, you want him more as your
will win you 3 weeks of your season.
That's it. But he will lose you the championship game when you think you have it. You have the best roster you could possibly fucking have.
Armando, is there any reason you're saying?
No, not at all.
Is there any reason those 2.5 points in that championship game against me? Oh, wait, sorry. In that championship game that you were in against someone.
It hurts, yeah. man. Like I knew what I was getting myself into, but last year I had him as well.
Didn't you tell me that you were considering benching him?
Yes, I was. I was literally, but you know, last year I benched him and he went off in the championship game. And I still won.
You were the Buffalo Bills of fantasy football.
No, I won a championship, okay? I won one. It was an important one.
But you get there a lot, though.
I do. But sometimes you have the Brandon Cooks on your roster, and it just—I've learned my lesson. Fuck that guy. As far as postseason goes,
right? Okay.
You want to move to the Patriots?
Yeah, let's move to the Patriots side of this. Patriots get that first round pick. What do you think they're going to do with that?
I mean, everyone's talking that they were going to combine the picks, go after OBJ. Reports are that that's not happening. And now there are reports they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. I don't think they will, honestly. I mean, Tom Brady's not slowing down. I think they do waste a second-round pick on a quarterback and give him more time to groom. I mean, Lamar Jackson's going to be out there, so there's a chance they might. Maybe they'll get him later in the first round. I do think this really helps Chris Hogan, and I do think Chris Hogan's more of a high-end wide receiver two, almost wide receiver one range, versus last year he finished more like in the wide receiver three range. And Cooks was hurting his, value.
Okay. So,
I don't think this helps. I don't think this hurts Tom Brady. I mean, he stretches the ball to everybody. So they still have a super deep receiving core. And Hogan, Edelman, Mitchell. They still have Kenny Britt, Gronk. So
what do you think about changes. What do you think about the rumors that the Patriots might use some of these picks, try to move all the way up and draft their guy to be the successor for Tom Brady here? Because they've got now two first rounders, 23 and 31. They've got two second rounders, 43 and 63, and a third rounder. They have plenty of picks and lots of high picks to be able to make that move if they want to. Is there any...
I don't see it. Like, I mean, it's Tom Brady. He didn't slow down. He's got at least right now, I think in the Patriots' eyes, at least 2 years left in the tank, at least. So I think they do waste an early pick, but not a first-round pick. I would say maybe a second or a third, and they leave that guy in the back and groom him up. I mean, the Patriots do have holes. They lost a lot of guys this year. So especially on the defensive end, I think they can definitely focus on the defense and improve that before they even think about taking a quarterback. I mean, that's my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they did that. It seems like something that could be well within the realm of possibility. Tom Brady is going to be 41 this year. Like, I think they're all signs are starting to point to, hey, this dynasty is finally coming to an end. And maybe, just maybe, if we pick the right guy, we don't have to go into rebuild mode when Tom Brady's gone and Gronk, who's been saying, hey, I'm on a year-to-year plan. I don't know if I'm playing in 2018. I don't know if I'm playing in 2019. Soon the Patriots as we know it will not be the same, but maybe they're smart enough. I think it would be a smart move, actually, to go ahead, take these picks, invest in your future already, and go from there. But we'll see, man. I mean,
the quarterbacks that are going to be taken, they're talking about, you know, 1, 2, 3 are all quarterbacks. You know, Baker Mayfield falls out, and he gets taken in the 6th range. And then there's Lamar Jackson, who get taken in the later of the first. You know, I mean, there's 6. I mean, there's no reason they would trade up. I mean, they can't trade up. The 3 guys that are up there are going to take a quarterback, and then Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
And the Broncos love Baker Mayfield.
I think there's 5 first round quarterbacks this year, yeah, and a couple more in the second round. But we'll have to see what the Patriots do. Moving on here. I want to talk a little bit about another quarterback. We don't have to spend too much time here. RG3 sighting. He signed to Baltimore. Their quarterbacks suck, man.
Yeah, they behind Joe Flacco, they did not have a quarterback that had started a game or played in a game. So they actually had the thinnest quarterback, backup quarterback situation. So I guess getting RG3 is great for them. Can't believe they did that and not signed Colin Kaepernick. I mean, there was definitely more signs of life in Kaepernick than in RG3 at this point.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on to another quarterback here. Matt Cass, I don't have anything to say about RG3. I don't know if you want me to say something. I just don't fucking care. I hate that you put this on our news.
He's a big name. It's Avril Ford, with Baltimore. Man. It's kind
fine. It's a name. Yeah, he's a ragdoll at quarterback. If he plays 2 games, he'll be injured in the second one. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Matt Cassel has signed with the Detroit Lions. You wrote on here Matt Cassel to Stafford on our show notes, and I'm sorry. I can't not say that out loud.
I wrote it like, and I even read it. It's like, wait, something's wrong here. It was like... Yep. So that doesn't really matter either. I mean, they need a backup quarterback. So Castle is Castle. And that's all you'll ever get.
Okay. The Jordan Matthews train is still not settled. We still don't know where he might go, but the latest sighting for Jordan Matthews is that he was visiting the
why is he visiting the Titans?
Why is he visiting the Titans?
I mean, do they still have Eric Decker? I don't even know if Eric Decker. I guess they need a slot receiver. But then they have Rishard Matthews. I don't know why. I mean, he's not that bad. I mean, he should be on a roster at this point, right?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think of all the receivers that the Titans have spent picks on over the last couple of years and trying to get there. And oh my God, they're just the most boring team in the NFL.
Am I right? So I've been saying probably the least interesting team ever in the NFL.
Probably a good fit for Jordan Matthews then.
His name's pretty boring, Jordan Matthews.
Yeah. I mean, Matthews Jordan. Matthew Jordan would be so much cooler.
I definitely agree with you, especially with yes, Matthews Jordan.
Do we want to create a persona where Jordan Matthews is like the, you know, really normal, boring guy, and then he's got like secret agent identity Matthew Jordan?
That's good, like a CIA type guy.
Yeah. Like he's actually a member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's good. You're a nerd. You went to S.H.I.E.L.D. That's good.
Because I went to S.H.I.E.L.D.? I'm not allowed to go to S.H.I.E.L.D. for my Marvel fans. Like a
real, you could have picked a real like agency. I said the CIA. You went S.H.I.E.L.D.
I mean, come on.
Border control. Like, okay, Jordan Matthews works for Border Control. I dig it. That's interesting.
I mean, the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division. Come on, guys.
That's good. Kendall Wright. Did you guys talk about Kendall Wright signing with the Vikings?
Hail Hydra.
I'm the only person that cares about this. I'm a Kendall Wright believer.
Dude, I think I'm getting upset with how many times you keep including Kendall Wright in our show notes.
He's my boy.
I'm irrelevant player at this time.
I'm going to get him on the show.
Go ahead. Talk about Kendall Wright while I pull up how irrelevant Kendall Wright is.
He was
because we're going to fight about this.
I don't think he's okay. He had 1,000 yard receiving season. He hasn't had it since last year. Mm-hmm. I thought there was potential because he mm-hmm. was the only viable Bears receiver that he would be good.
Right. 59 catches, 614 yards.
That's not bad.
One touchdown. You
know, okay. It's not fantastic. But when you have someone like Trubisky throwing the ball, like
91 targets, one touchdown.
It's not his fault, man.
It's not.
How is he gonna have Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs over there? Like he's gonna have a quarterback for the first time in his career. Okay, give him a chance. I think he's a wide receiver. He's like the
fifth receiving option on that team.
Who's ahead of him? You got Diggs, the other guy,
Thielen,
and then who?
Rudolph. And the running backs. So he's like fifth on the team in receiving.
Okay. I just meant receiving core, but you're right. Rudolph is ahead of him as well. You're right.
And Cook. I would put Dalvin Cook is probably going to have more catches this year than Kendall Wright.
Can we make an eat bet on that? If they're both healthy and starting the season, Kendall Wright has more catches than Dalvin Cook.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Nope. Let's move on.
What?
I don't want to do it.
It's the first one of the season. I want to say
it, but I don't want to do it.
It's not even the season yet. Draft hasn't even happened yet. Would it still be count for last season? I don't know. No?
No.
All right. David Johnson is cleared for practice. It's not a surprise. He could have. There was a chance he was going to play in the playoffs, in the fantasy football playoffs. So I think it's just makes everyone feel better that he's cleared already and going to be practicing all preseason, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
that's I'm mad that there's no more news right now on April 4th. You guys need to tune into our Dynasty episodes.
They're way more interesting than we are.
Way more interesting because there's just no news to talk about. And I'm frustrated right now.
Wait. Josh Allen could be the number one pick. That's the reports.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about quarterbacks and. Sure. Because now you just got me excited. You did this on purpose. You want to get me back in the. You want to get back in the show here. All right, come on, hit me.
Who is the number one quarterback in the draft?
Who is my number one quarterback?
Yes.
Or who will be taken as the number one quarterback? Those are two very specific questions.
Who do you think is the number one quarterback in the draft?
Ooh. Can I give you 1-2, 1A, 1B? Because I think there's a 1A, 1B.
Who doesn't like 1A, 1B? Like someone.
Okay, 1A, 1B are Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold for me. I think those two guys are the most pro-ready quarterbacks. I think they're both going to be starters for a while in this league. And I think if the Browns are in fact going to take Josh Allen, who I think is the worst of the four major quarterbacks on the board, he is the biggest boom-bust potential, I think, of those quarterbacks. I think it's the most Browns-like move that could happen. Now, I don't think that it's, you know, that Josh Allen can't be successful in the NFL. I just think the inaccuracy issues in college are not a good indicator for success at the pro level. So I'm a little bit concerned about that pick if I am a Browns fan. I just think I would be happier if they picked a guy like Sam Darnold.
I don't disagree. So who do you think is going to have the most career wins
at the
end of all this? Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to take a little bit to get going. I think he's going to take a season at least to get going, but once he's a starter of a roster, I think he will have the most wins.
He would be third on my list of the quarterbacks in this draft. I'm not talking about for fantasy. I'm talking about for the purposes of NFL. Because if we're talking about fantasy purpose and rookies, I might go a guy like Lamar Jackson, who, if he gets the opportunity to play immediately, is a dual threat kind of guy. We saw we've seen what mobile quarterbacks can do as rookies in recent years. And so a guy like Lamar Jackson might be my number one fantasy pick if I'm talking about rookies. But in terms of just pro-ready prospects, I'm probably going Lamar Jackson at 5, Josh Allen at 4, Baker Mayfield at 3, and then Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, 1A, 1B, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, I'm a Lamar Jackson believer, and I think if he is given the opportunity, he has a great preseason so far. Like, heading up to the draft, he's just moved up the boards. He was projected to be round two. Now he's back into, like, I think they're saying, like, mid round one right now, which is
right.
Pretty nice to see because he's had a great college career.
Hey, you like Baker Mayfield a lot. I'm hearing more and more chatter the Dolphins might try to.
They've been saying that all preseason,
snag, man. Snag Mr. Mayfield.
I really hope they don't. We have bigger holes than that. Ryan Tannehill's just fine.
Mom has. Wait, hold on. Dale's mom has a bigger hole. No, sorry. I can't do this right now. Sorry, Debbie. No? Can't do that? Okay.
You can talk about Debbie. She's cool.
Yeah, Debbie Cakes. I love Debbie Cakes. Dale's right. Mom, not.
Like, you like the zebra ones? Because that's my favorite.
The zebra cakes? Oh, I like the crunchy ones. I can't remember what they're called.
Which, like, with the, is it like a chocolate fudge crust?
Yeah. What is that called? Hold on. Just power the show for a second. I'm just going
to power the show. Richard Rodgers has signed with the Eagles. He's going to be replacing Brent Celek and Trey Burton as the backup to, I forgot this guy's name, to the Eagles starting tight end.
Do they not make those trip, those?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. Are you talking about the moon pies?
No, man. I'm not talking about the moon pies.
But they make moon pies.
Hold on. I'm only looking at their cakes right now. I got to go back to all snacks. One second.
Hey.
They have those nutty bars are dope. The nutty buddies. Pies.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But that's not what I was talking about. Hold on. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wait. So the if cookies. We have any listeners.
Star Crunch is what I was thinking of, man. Star Crunch. Do you know what those are?
No, let me look them up. What are they?
They're like a chewy cookie, but they have like caramel and crispy rice.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. So just imagine if like Nestle Crunch made a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And then that cookie had caramel in it. And then was covered in fudge.
I don't think I've ever had one, but I love chocolate.
Go try that, man. And it's like a dollar something for a pack of like 12 of those. It's insanely cheap. I don't know how they make it so cheap. There's no real food in those things. You're just eating nothing but preservatives and chemicals, but it's delicious.
That sounds good. So, sorry, before I lose this train of thought, if we have any listeners in Maine, can you guys please send me some blueberry muffins or some moon pies? Did you know that moon pies were invented in Maine?
No.
They're fucking delicious.
Ed, fun fact. Delicious
in Maine. What'd you say?
Fun fact. All right. I'm going to ask you a question here, Armando. A very serious question. Okay?
Uh-huh. Would you rather have the banana rolls.
Hold on. I'm going to get there. Would you rather have a banana marshmallow pie or a chocolate marshmallow pie?
Chocolate.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on. There's no discussion here.
Ooh,
no,
but they have the birthday cake little squares. I'm looking at little Debbie's their bakery items. They have so many.
The chocolate cupcakes are like the go-to for a lot of people, right? And the ho-hos. Yeah. Are ho-hos made by Little Debbie? Yeah, right? Or is that the Swiss rolls? Who makes ho-hos?
I know who's a ho.
Who makes ho-hos? Is that Little Debbie? Oh, that's Hostess. Whoa.
Can't do that, man.
Hold on a second. Quick question, Armando.
Yes.
Who makes better dessert snacks? Hostess or Little Debbie?
Little Debbie. We've been talking about Little Debbie too long. We just realized Hostess exists.
All right. I'm going to put this on a poll. It should come back 100% Little Debbie, but please don't disappoint us, audience.
Well, let's look what they have. Okay, wait. They do make Twinkies. So Hostess makes Twinkies.
Little Debbie, Hostess. Please don't disappoint me, audience. Who makes better dessert snacks is now on the poll.
I have to
Little
take
Debbie
back.
Or Hostess?
Nope. I'm going to say Hostess, man. They got Twinkies, okay?
Oh, no. Don't do this to me, Armando.
No, listen. Now, I want you to go and look up Zingers.
Zingers?
Yes. If you haven't had a Zinger, Hostess, they're fucking delicious. Zingers. And I didn't even know I loved them.
Oh, I know what those are. Oh, those are good. And they got different. They have like different flavor Zingers, like the raspberry ones. Oh,
so if you think about it like this, okay. Hostess.
Holy shit! You can buy these in a case. Yeah. I can buy right now a 9-pound case of 36 of these.
So you got Hostess Twinkies, and zingers. So, you know, Hostess Cakes are more like they have the superstars, you know. But Little right. Debbie has a bunch of like real has a really good roster.
Right.
So it's like
I don't know, man. Hostess is like has like the Brandon Cooks. It's like Little Debbie has like
right. They got the booms, but then the
Frank
got the
Gores. Bumps. Oh man, I didn't want to say that. Didn't want to do Frank Gore.
Little donuts are delicious too on Hostess, by the way. Like those are fucking good.
I think people think we're just a food podcast.
Yeah, we should be. We should just launch it.
Right now. Shocking results. 55% are on the side of Hostess. After 1 minute and 12 votes.
Twinkies. It's Twinkies, man. But then you go down, you got the zingers.
Wow. I am shocked right now. Shocked.
But you know what, man? The little mini muffin packs, you ever have those?
Armando.
What?
Chocolate cupcakes, okay? Swiss rolls. Zebra cakes, zebra cake rolls, those little birthday cakes. And I'm just talking about the cake section under Little Debbie. I haven't even gotten to those cosmic brownies. You know what cosmic brownies are, right?
I do.
Right? They got the cosmic brownies and they got the fudge brownies. Did you know that some places sell the zebra brownies? I'm looking at them right now on the website. I've never seen those, but I got to find them.
You've never had a zebra brownie?
Oh, no. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the little zebra cakes. I didn't realize they made brownies.
They have zebra everything. They apparently have zebra rolls, too.
I think they have a zebra section. They do have zebra collection.
Ah, yeah. Ooh, they make pies now? They got chocolate, cherry, and apple pies.
Ooh, they make zebra brownies and zebra cake rolls.
All right, let's move on. We got a couple more pieces of fantasy news. Yep, that's pretty much it.
Robbie Anderson. Yeah.
His charges were dropped.
Oh, and Quincy Enunwa signed his tender, so they have a pretty good receiving core for the Jets over there. I think it's good enough. Terrell Pryor, Enunwa, Robbie Anderson, no quarterback, but
no quarterback.
but that's okay.
Wow, man, I am rattled right now with this Hostess and Little Debbie debate.
But you understand what I'm saying, right? Hostess has like. The fucking all stars, like they have the best of the best.
Whoever wins in this, I'm gonna pit up against Entenmann's and see what happens.
Entenmann's, what's that?
Really?
How do you spell
make
it?
The donuts? Entenmann's.
Entenmann's.
Is that not how you say it?
Entenmann. Entenmann's. Entenmann's. Okay, I found it. Oh, nah, man, that shit's whack. You can't even put that on a fucking list.
What about those donuts?
Those donuts
those
are good.
Powdered donuts. The mini powdered donuts.
Yeah.
Entenmann's.
I'm trying to look
at the roster. And they make those loaf cakes that suck.
Yeah, they don't make anything like they just have stuff. You know, they're like the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they make little bites, like the little
That's the
blueberry
the
little bites.
Up.
That's Entenmann's.
I thought that was Hostess.
No, that's Entenmann's, man.
Delicious products. That's all they have, man. That's all they got, the fucking brownies. What else do they have?
The powdered donuts. Oh, the donut holes.
Ooh.
They're really just a lot of donut stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh,
but they got 0 grams of trans fat per serving.
Oh, shit.
Contain no high-tuse corn syrup, if you're into that.
Does Krispy Kreme count? Because Krispy Kreme, I mean, they got their own stores with a little hot now
well,
sign.
I mean, okay.
They get
well,
me
well,
every
well,
time.
It's a different argument. Are we talking about Krispy Kreme versus Dunkin' Donuts? Because that's the talk.
We'll have that talk next podcast.
I think we know it's Krispy Kreme. Like, they're just fucking delicious.
Yeah, man. Until Dunkin' Donuts brings back the Snickerdoodle croissant donut, don't talk to me.
Snickerdoodle just croissant bring it back. Donut? What the fuck? That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was only around for like Christmas like 2 years ago. And they stopped making it.
You really held on.
Please
to that,
bring
man.
It back. Dude, what I need, you know how Rick and Morty brought back that Szechuan sauce at McDonald's?
Right.
I need for them to do the same thing with the Snickerdoodle croissant donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
Why do you need
it? It was amazing, bro.
Was that good?
It was so good. Okay, imagine a donut.
Yeah.
Right? But kind of flaky like a croissant. Okay? But then also like crummy on top like a cookie. a snickerdoodle cookie.
That sounds good.
It was so good, man.
Was it like, wait, was the snickerdoodle like sprinkled on top?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was so good.
I'm going to go look at Dunkin' Donuts recipes. But you know,
snickerdoodle.
That shit's frozen, though. That's the problem, man. All their donuts come in frozen, and then they heat them up.
Oh, man. And then I forgot that it had like a little bit of glaze on it.
Oh, does it have glaze, like a snickerdoodle glaze? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Just Google it, man. First picture.
Okay. Snicker.
Snickerdoodle croissant donut, and you'll understand. It's not a donut. It's not a croissant. It's not a snickerdoodle.
It sounds really
It's really crazy. Good. It was crazy.
Images. Oh, wow. That does fucking look amazing.
It's been 2.5 years since they had that. They never brought it back.
I'm sure they'll bring it back.
They didn't bring it back the last 2 years. So sad.
Oh, I'm going through Dunkin' Donuts menu right now, see if they have any.
That's pretty much going to do it for our show, I think.
What about Munchkins? All right.
Oh, Burrito's musical corner thing. At the end of the show, because Dale's not here, I'm taking over the music box.
What is that?
I'm going to play a song by Quinn. Quinn XCII at the end of the show.
I've been gone for too long. You guys turn into a fucking DJs or something.
Bye.
So long, run numb with the feeling of being alive while we're jumping off the porch like mom's not home. Just a couple kids living on our own.